I'm Greg Yoder for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, there are millions of child refugees growing up with unspeakable baggage and with little hope for the future. We'll share how one ministry is working to change that. And the last year was filled with stories of triumph and trial. But through it all, God reigns. More on that coming up. But it's been a busy year for Tent Schools International. Tent Schools' Dale Dealman shares.
Tent Schools has really grown this year. We've started that laptop program both domestically for refugee families and also for schools overseas who are dealing specifically with refugees like in Nepal and Jordan, Lebanon and Tanzania.
Educating refugee children is important for a number of reasons. One, they're being equipped to live God's plan for them. But also, education helps make these kids less vulnerable to extremist recruitment.
These are kids that have been abandoned or rescued, and we just feel so great that through their access to the internet, they've been able to really expand their learning opportunities. So we just want to thank God for that.
As of this month, 97% of ISIS territory in Iraq and Syria has been liberated. However, analysts are warning ISIS may be retreating into a virtual caliphate, meaning your support of children vulnerable to recruitment is still so important.
Please, please do not give up on refugees or displaced people, whether they're overseas, whether your church is considering sponsoring or being involved with a refugee family. I mean, if you really want to make your church come alive, this is the way to do it.
Find out how you can help at our website. Next, the Jesus Film Project is well known for their movie of Jesus Christ's life and story. But this month, they've teamed up with Transworld Radio to reach more people with the story of Jesus via broadcast. Brandon Neal with TWR explains.
We take the radio version of the Jesus film, which is where they've taken the sound from the movie, kept that in, but added in narration so that the listener can follow the story. And they've done this in over 100 languages. And so what we did was we looked at our infrastructure as far as our ability to deliver that content and then their available content. And those two things came together. And so now we're actually broadcasting that this month. This is December of 2017 on well over 300 stations around the world to a potential audience of billions and billions of people.
Neal says the radio adaptation of the Jesus film has opened a lot of Great Commission opportunities.
There are many, many people in the world who do not have access to the internet, who do not have access to the ability to read.
But something a lot of these folks do have is a radio. As TWR finishes broadcasting the story of Jesus this month, pray that hearts will be stirred for Christ. And finally, as 2017 winds down, we're looking back in awe at all God's done. For One Way Ministries, the parent ministry of Mission Network News, the overwhelming message that comes through year after year is this: God reigns. The ministry reflects this through their annual You Reign prayer video. Rich Halls, executive director of Mission Network News, says that MNN has recognized this truth through the daily news stories we produce.
When you listen to a Mission Network News story, you'll hear about the same incidents that you'll hear on the regular secular news out there, the earthquakes, the tragedies. But what you'll also hear is we're getting the feedback from what God is doing in those bad situations.
If you want to keep hearing stories that inform, encourage, and motivate you with what God's doing around the world, consider walking alongside us in the new year.
We are a ministry, and we are ministers, and we can only stay on the air with the support of media partners and those who feel led to join us by supporting us.
To learn how God has blessed MNN this year and to view the You Reign video, head to our website for the full story. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In My Father's House by Ruth Danica Erdell was originally written as a discipleship tool for Russian-speaking women. But this month, Slava Gospel Association is sharing those stories for free because they were written by a woman for women to help you in your walk with the Lord. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.